Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hometer.
A little bit of a sleepy week on Wall Street. U.S. consumers' long-term inflation expectations increased to the highest level we've seen since, get this, 2011. And concerns were mounting and are mounting about high borrowing costs and the overall economic outlook as we start to round out the year. The Dow was up 0.7% for the week. S&P, a little over 1%. NASDAQ, up 2.4%. 10-year Treasury settling at 461. Oil had a pretty tough week, down 4.1%, closing at $77.23 a barrel. And what drove all this was, it's looking like as we're going into holiday season, there are some questions about the consumer. Remember, the consumer helps drive our economy, and we've certainly seen a robust pace, but things look like they're slowing down. Well, why do I say that? Well, we look at savings rates. And as you know, households were pretty flush with stimulus cash after the pandemic and all those trillions of dollars that were printed and sent out. There were about $2.1 trillion in excess savings in 2021. However, much of that money is gone. And it's been spent on goods and services over the past 2 years. And right now, households are saving about 3.4%, which is about half the average pre-pandemic. Credit card balances have increased and delinquencies are ticking up as personal savings rates decline. We have seen consumers increase their overall credit card debt. The total credit card debt, get this, in the U.S. right now has risen to over $1 trillion. That's the highest on record. Consider back in 2008, it was under $900 billion. So as household credit card balances rise, of course, delinquency rates on credit cards in areas like auto loans will also go higher. And while these have not yet risen to be in line with prior recessions, the trend, it's concerning because households are going to have less to spend in the months ahead, which means lower consumption. And third, banks are still tight. If you want to get a loan, last week the Fed's quarterly senior loans survey showed that banks are still making it tough on consumers and businesses to borrow money. And the standards for getting a loan, as well as any sort of financing for a small or mid-sized business, it's gotten pretty tough. And so banks are cranking down on us as well. And we've wrapped up the third quarter earnings season, which overall had some light on where things are going as corporations were talking to us about what was coming. And so as we looked at that, we started seeing some patterns develop. So as I was looking at some of the higher dollar items, we had people reporting like Align Tech. You know, the Invisaligns, those plastic retainers you wear instead of getting braces? The company's called Align Tech. Harley Davidson, Keurig, Louis Vuitton, Whirlpool, Electrolux, all these folks make higher-end consumer goods. And the point is, if higher inflation's around, higher interest rates, consumers starting to slow down, well, the first thing they stop spending money on are these higher dollar items. And of course, all those companies were telling us that when it comes to expensive discretionary items, they're seeing some impact and they're warning us about what's coming. So if you're in that sector, RTH is an ETF, you may want to look at downsizing on some of that. The other thing that I was talking about was travel. So Hilton, a lot of the airlines were reporting third quarter, and they were talking about bottom line that while travel is not collapsing by any means, consumers aren't spending on things like that. And so we're seeing softening there. And so what it means overall for the market and for how you position yourself is that you need to look at the volatility. So if you have a portfolio with a higher beta in it, more equity, that's more volatile, you might want to consider lowering on that, especially as we go into the next couple of months. Because I think that this fourth quarter or early first quarter of next year, I think that's when we're going to see some sort of a pullback, some sort of a recessionary look, and things should start to slow down. And that means more volatility. And so if you're concerned with that, you might want to look at some low volatility ETFs that could protect you on that. So where are the markers right now? Well, as you heard at the opening here, the S&P closed at 44.15. So next resistance level on the upside would be 44.35, only 20 points away. Doesn't seem like a lot, but we'll see. I don't know. The support, the sell-off, 43.18, and then 42.38 thereafter. So we'll see where things go.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.